My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say apathy, specifically spiritual apathy. Felt renewal this past weekend, so I'm really thankful. But that's how you can pray for me. So there's this guy that I want to tell you about. I've been talking with, he's not a Christian, and I've been talking to him about the faith. He's been struggling with sin. And so I've repeatedly been man, I understand. I used to be like that. I used to be bad, did many, many bad things and enjoyed it, sought after it. And then when it caught up with me, I couldn't stop it. And so I understand. I know you can't stop. There's no way to stop. It's just sin. That's the problem of sin. None of us can stop. You may change sins. You may swap sins, but you're not going to be able to stop. And I'm talking the basics, some of which what we just sang, where I'm he's like, who is God? I'm like, well, there's God the Father, and God the Father sent God the Son to die on the cross for us. And when he rose from the dead and ascended, then they sent God the Spirit to come, who indwells in us and leads us. And we're talking through all that, kind of the three persons of the Trinity, but the three are one. There is one God in three persons. And, he's just trying to get his head around it. And frustrated because he would say, I'm not gonna sin today. And I'm like, ah, dude, good luck with that. I got the Holy Spirit and I'm gonna probably sin today. Not probably. I don't want to, but odds are I am. And he's like, we'd talk the next day or halfway through the day. And he's like, sinned again. This would happen on repeat until finally, out of exhaustion, we're talking and I leave the room. And I can hear from the other room, this guy just pouring out his heart, no joke. God, you have to help me. I am a sinner. I keep sinning. I can't stop sinning. And if you don't do something, I will keep on sinning. I have to. Please make me a Christian. Just pleading and pleading and pleading. And this past Saturday, he placed his faith in Jesus and is now a Christian. And that guy that I'm talking about is my 4.5-year-old son, Hill. It's crazy. We're having a baptism tonight, and I'm like, man, maybe I ought to bring him up here and dunk that boy. But my son, Hill, placed his faith in Jesus, very conscious and aware of his sin, specifically that he can't stop. Gets a lot of spankings, and we talk to him about his sin. He's like, I can't stop. I'm trying. And I'm like, man, you can't. And the only way is Jesus. Only he can make you new. There's no other way. You can try all you want, every angle. You will continue. He is the only way that removes the power of sin from your life. And clearly, I'm speaking a little more simply and slower to him. But he's the only one. He can take away that power of sin. I said, Hill, here's the deal. You're still going to sin, unfortunately. But now you have a choice. Now you've been given the Holy Spirit, and God has taken that power of sin and death away from you. And beyond that, we've had conversations because he's 4.5, he's curious, and I'll point out a dead squirrel. I'm like, that's why you don't play in the street. We talk about death or parking lots. And I'm like, so he knows about death. What happens when I die, Dad? And I'm like, well, if you're a sinner and you die, and you reject God's grace, his forgiveness, then there's hell. And that's a place where there's really bad stuff forever. But if you ask God to forgive you of your sins, if you believe in Jesus and that he rose from the dead, then you go to heaven. And there's nothing bad and it's all good. There's no tears, there's no pain, there's no sadness. And in his mind, he's like, well, why in the world? Of course I want heaven. And I was like, because then at one point, God will remove the presence of sin. You'll no longer even be in the presence of sin. So for Hill right now, my boy, because he's trusted in Jesus, the penalty of sin, the wrath of God, forever removed from him. And also the power of sin removed from him. One day, even the presence of sin will be removed from him when he's in heaven. And that's the promise. That's the gospel. That's what the good news is. When people talk about the gospel, that's the good news of the Bible that we read from here every night. And so what I want to read from tonight that you're going to see up on the screen is Romans 6:23. In this verse, what it says is the wages of sin are death. The wages of sin are death. And what that means is what you get for your sin, what I would have got for my sin previously, having before I trusted Christ, is death. And I started experiencing it. I was losing everything in my life, including my like mental faculties. I was going mad. All my relationships were being devoured. My money, I mean, I was just like falling apart. Three doctors told me I was dying because of my alcoholism. What you get for your sin is death. The wages, what's due unto you because of your sin is death. And it's not just in this life. It's forever in the next, in hell. That is a reality. It would be unloving of me to tell you anything other than that. It's unpopular, I think, these days to talk about hell. Well, I would say it's much more unpopular to not disclose to someone what awaits them because of their sin. Like, how unloving is that? And so there's that reality, and that's what it says here in the scriptures. The wages of sin is death eternally. But, the verse continues, the free, free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This gift is free. It is a free gift of salvation. My son didn't do anything other than sin. All he did was confess to the Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. God extends a free gift of eternal life. And that doesn't mean just when you die. I am experiencing, I say I have a new life in Christ because I do. I'm not that old, depressed, drunk from the past. I have a new life. It's not a better life, it's new. That is the eternal, abundant life that Christ gives to you now when you place your faith in him and forever when you die. It says, God, there's a free gift of eternal life. But it's like, that's not many paths up the mountain. You can't choose your own way and hope to get that free gift. The scripture says, it is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. And in that passage right there, the Bible ascribes, it says it's in Jesus, and he gets two titles. Christ, Christos, the Messiah, the anointed one, and Lord. And so to unpack that as quick as I can, he says he is the Messiah, the one that was prophesied about all throughout the Bible, over 200 prophecies that point to Jesus, written 1,000 to 700 to 400 years before he was born, and every single one of them pointing to this man who would die with criminals, who would be sinless, who would come from Bethlehem, who would be buried in a rich man's grave, who would rise again, who would be born of a virgin, everything, who would ride in on a donkey and they would scream Hosanna. Everything pointed to Jesus, all of them fulfilled in him. He was the anointed one, the promised Messiah, all of them fulfilled in him. This is the only book that has prophecies that are fulfilled. You can read all the other, quote, holy scriptures that are not, quote, holy, and they have no prophecies pointing to ones that have been fulfilled like this. He is the Messiah. There is no other. And then there is Lord. He is Lord. He alone. That means master. It's a word in Greek, kurios, that means master, which means he's now just, he is Lord over all and over me. And in that, there is freedom for sin. If I walk with my Lord, I'm free. I'm a really bad Lord of my life. He is an amazing Lord of my life. So he not only saved me, Messiah, he keeps me safe daily as I follow in his lordship. And that is the gospel, and that alone will save your souls. There is no other way. Everything else is a lie. That alone is the way to eternal life. And God has you here tonight either to be reminded of that or to hear it, that you might find him and be saved now and forever in the next. And you're gonna hear that story, not just from me this evening, but from two incredible testimonies that are gonna come up and share that exact same thing. Friends of mine and leaders here in the ministry that are gonna unpack that for you. And then you get the opportunity afterwards, we're gonna have a baptism that you can just see and watch. And you're gonna hear about 30 people unpack that as well, what I've just described. Tonight is an incredible night of life change. And if you're walking in here and you're like, dude, what about me? Like that good for you, but not for me. It's for you tonight. Your life can begin tonight. Like start all over, brand new. You can have a new life beginning tonight. That is the promise of Jesus Christ.